the director Woody Allen has been his own most dependable box office attraction for more than 40 years now. He generally casts himself as the romantic lead opposite actresses who seem to get younger as he gets older. Critic Bob Mondello says that in Allen's latest comedy, Anything Else, he's handed off the romantic chores to a younger man with mixed results.
Jason Biggs plays Jerry, a comedy writer who's working on a supremely depressing novel. Christina Ricci is Amanda, who turns into Jerry's girlfriend from hell. They meet cute and date cuter.
I've had a crush on you since we met. The look. Couldn't you tell the way I was ignoring you? Of
love. There was something compelling about your apathy.
In no time, they're living together in Jerry's Manhattan apartment, and shortly thereafter, Amanda's mother moves in with them, on top of which they stop having sex, and not just because Mom's there, as Jerry discovers when he spies on Amanda one afternoon and catches her kissing someone else.
Jerry.
I was there, Amanda. I saw it all.
Okay, I slept with Ron Keller, but I didn't do it because I care about him.
No? No, what then? To punish him?
No, I did it because I had to find out if there was something wrong with me. You know, because I can't sleep with you, with the person that I love. I had to know if I could even get aroused anymore and have an orgasm.
And can you?
Yeah, it's good news, I can.
That kind of dialogue is vintage Woody Allen, and so, in a sense, is Jerry, a character who's devoted to his shrink, who only develops crushes on women with commitment issues, and who stammers his lines in a near-perfect imitation of the master. Near-perfect. Remember that scene in Annie Hall where two actors holding scripts play out a moment you've already seen Allen play for real with Diane Keaton? It's a pale echo, and you just know the director had to have worried about doing something similar for a whole movie. Anything Else recycles plot elements from Annie Hall, characters from Broadway Danny Rose, and attitudes from Play It Again, Sam, all in the service of a story that doesn't feel quite right in today's Manhattan. I mean, do 20-something folks really bond over Billie Holiday records and Humphrey Bogart movies these days? But hey, if the jokes keep coming, and they do in Anything Else, you may well be inclined to let such considerations slide. I should mention that Woody Allen does appear in the movie. He plays Jerry's mentor, an older, more paranoid comedy writer whose crazed rants are as funny as they are misanthropic. I'd let you hear him, but the film company evidently looked at Allen's recent box office grosses and opted to keep him under wraps this time. He's nowhere to be seen in the film's trailer or in any of the scenes provided to reviewers, which mostly make Anything Else look like a post-teen outing for the stars of American Pie and The Addams Family. If that's what audiences come for, they should be pleasantly surprised, since the script is pretty sharp. But while it's funny, it's not really all that distinctive, which means Anything Else feels a tad too much like Everything Else, too second-hand, to win the director many new converts. You note the signature motifs, Manhattan looking luminous, psychiatry looking idiotic, romance looking impossible but worth the effort, and smile broadly, where once you fell out of your chair. I'm Bob Mondello.